I said I would donate 50% of my merch profits to charity. Mm-hmm. I hadn't decided what, but my merch guy knows Dr. Key's wife. And they asked, you want to help out his startup mental health coaching thing? And originally it was going to be more, but I wasn't sure like what this was. And like, it's like risky, I think, donating to startups. I wasn't like sure. So I'm like, I'll donate like 3,000 for now. And like, let's see where it goes. And that was it. I thought that was it. And then he mentioned it on LSF. And now people are like, wow, she's so nice and blah, blah, blah. And I don't feel like...
She passes the good person test. Oh, that's the number one comment.
I didn't like that.
Lily Pichu is a good person.
No. Okay. I don't think it's bad to announce you're donating. Then you're like influencing other people to donate too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that time I donated $20,000, which is 17,000 more than you, Lily, to charity.
But it's not a competition. About. Everyone can help.
No mention of it on her social media. She passes the good person test. Well, Toast gets to fail.
I think it was a very nice thing to do in all seriousness.
I thought you guys have not talked to Dr. K, right?
Never.
But like, I talked to him twice, and both times I gained like a lot of perspective afterwards. It was actually very helpful.
I think he's one of the he's really interesting. One of the best people on Twitch.
He's very smart. Did you guys know he's an INTP?
That's why she donated. Now it all makes sense.
Anyway, yeah. Wow. I sure am hungry. I'm so hungry right now.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh man, I'm so hungry right now.
Why we haven't started? Hey everybody, welcome to the 18th ever offline TV podcast. And Lily, do you have something to say?
Oh man, I'm really hungry right now. I forgot to eat before the podcast. What should I do?
I don't know. What should you do, Lily?
Is there something that we can order food with since we're not going outside?
I don't know. Is there, Lily?
Well, we're happy to announce this podcast that we're partnering with Postmates.
Postmates? That's
right, Postmates, the go-to app if you want food delivery with quick service. And you're giving everyone $100 in delivery fee credit for your first 7 days free.
Wow, Lily, you have food there. Did they deliver those food to you?
Which I actually did order from Postmates right before this podcast. I mean, stop. I'm chilling. I ordered. It's not focusing, guys. Wait, hold on.
No, it's focusing on the food. That's okay. Focus on the food. What'd you get, Lily? Ooh.
I got a poke with a lot of noodles in it and an egg, and I got spam musubi as well.
Okay. Fed, what did you order?
Spam musubi, of course. Excellent
really
choice.
Like that.
There's a kimchi fried rice over here.
Yvonne's here to take socials.
Oh, yeah.
Kimchi fried rice. Now, you guys make sure to order locally to support your local business in these difficult times.
Yes, of course I did.
You could get your favorite food sent to your door. Oh my God. Wow. Yvonne's next to me doing socials. I'm getting really nervous right now.
Oh, yeah. do we have a code? Ask Yvonne before she leaves. Ask Yvonne before.
But anyway, Postmates and
Postmates.
Honestly, I've been ordering off Postmates the entire quarantine. So you know what? I need food. I get food. It's through Postmates.
Yeah, I have Postmates Diamond as well.
You did.
I'm just kidding. There's no.
I was going to say.
Got him. I was trying to see who's fake, you know.
I also got strawberry juice that I almost finished. Oh, I am so full. All
right. So if you want to order food and not cook and not interact with other human beings, check out the link in the description below and download Postmates today. We did it, guys. Our first ever sponsored podcast.
Was that our first sponsored
podcast? Yeah. Yes. That
was the
first one. We made it big, boys.
Hell yeah. About that. Got time.
All right. So let's get it started today. We have some random topics to kind of lead the discussion, but obviously we will always deviate when we feel like it. Anything new with you guys? Let's start with Lily Pichu.
Wait, why me?
Let's start with Scara because Lily
Pichu. Okay.
Let's start with Lily Pichu.
So, I started playing Minecraft. It was really fun. Okay, Scara.
That's it.
That's it. She's playing Minecraft.
Look, for me, I'm coming to understanding that I need certain things done for me, you know? I need laundry done. I need to do my laundry. And that's why I'm wearing this. It's not Christmas, okay? This is a Christmas
holy
sweater. It's a little bit out of season, but it's a little comfy, so I don't really care. But you know, what do you guys think about delivering, you know, having laundry delivered to your place?
So
you don't like it?
I just got that done today.
Dude.
How much clothes
I think it's so worth. I think it's okay. If I do laundry every 2 weeks, which is on average usually what happens if it's not quarantine, I have to spend like $30-something, $35 for like a couple pounds of laundry every 2 weeks for them to fold, clean, and like organize it and send it back to me.
Fold laundry for $35?
Fold, clean, throw, and wash my laundry, yes. And have everything organized for me for $35. For me, I'm like, that's a win. That's like I save like a... 1 to 2 hours of headache for me. I could be streaming. I'm just relaxing, you know?
If you guys need your rooms clean, I do it for like 50 gifted subs.
Lily, that's way more expensive. That's $250.
But you're taking... She's like losing money by doing it. And like...
time. Well, okay. Can I stream it? Yes, can I stream it on my stream? Wait. I could stream it on my stream.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
That's what Fett did. I like put on a maid outfit, and then while he was streaming, I just like cleaned his room for like an hour straight.
A maid outfit, you say?
Completely worth.
Okay. What does the maid outfit look like? There's a lot of different ones.
It's just a standard black dress with the white thingy. I don't know. You want to choose? If you want to choose, that's an extra like 10 subs.
So you're telling me I can choose the outfit?
Yeah. But within reason, obviously.
What does that mean?
Michael approved.
Lily, you're an independent woman. You shouldn't need permission from your significant other on what you can wear.
You're right.
It's 2020.
It is 2020.
Pick whatever outfit. I don't give a fuck.
All right, Fed, anything new with you?
Just kind of still on the grind, streaming every day. That's about it. Nothing.
How many subs are you at now?
21.
He's gonna buy us all dinner.
Is that more than
Pokey? It was at, I think, 28.
You guys are rich.
No,
yeah, you guys are fucking
this is only
rich.
This is 1 month for me, guys. Okay, it probably won't last. You know,
Fed, your 1 month is worth more than 8 of my months last year.
Oh my God. Actually, it's worth all 12 months of all 12 months put together for last year is 1 month. For me this year.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Yeah, it's fucking.
All right, wait.
So many subs. Like, that's great. Wait, what is this?
Oh, yeah. So, Lily, do you approve of any of these outfits?
Oh, Scara linked a French made lingerie costume.
Oh my God, Scara, what the fuck?
I was gonna
show this on the recording.
Yeah, we'll have the editor pop this up, but it's all just gonna be blurred out.
Yeah.
Hubba.
You're gonna get banned too.
If there's anything, if it's gonna be anything like FedStream, getting banned just means I'm gonna come back stronger.
Maid outfit, but with the boobs cut out, so the breasts are just exposed.
Okay, so there are 330 million people in the United States. Do you ever think about how there is likely one person out there whose favorite fruit is an apple? So they bought stocks in Apple and ended up becoming an accidental millionaire. Did Sean write this?
Sean did write these.
Okay. Sean, of course, wrote this.
Sean thought.
All right, let's do the second topic. That one's more easy to talk about. What's the luckiest thing that's ever happened to you besides OTV?
Oh.
I mean, when you think about it, the miracle of birth is lucky because as a sperm, you're competing with like
millions,
a million other sperm. Like you're like being born, you're already like one in a million because you outswam the other sperm and you wriggled your way into the egg and fertilized it.
Okay, that okay.
What's some lucky things that happened to you guys? I mean, being streamers and being an OTV is obviously lucky to be in that position. Tammy?
She's the best dog ever.
But is that lucky?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's lucky.
But like all the circumstances that led me to get to her, maybe, I don't know. Did you know I had the choice between Tammy and her brother, her twin brother? And I originally wanted the male one because I thought male dogs bonded better with female owners and vice versa.
Oh, true.
Because all my friends had like male dogs, you know what I mean? So yeah. I wanted the male, but then like they took him really fast. So, and they're like, do you still want her or not? I'm like, and yeah, you have to make a decision. There, she's someone else is going to want her like ASAP. And I'm like, fine, whatever. And I just YOLO.
Wow. That's actually crazy. And what you guys know?
I'm inseparable from her.
What if the twin brother was actually a better dog and you just never found out?
I don't want to know. I'm wondering like what her brother is doing because they look identical, you know.
Yeah. So if you had a crystal ball and it showed you what your life would have been with this other dog, would you look into the crystal ball?
I would like to see like a what if situation. I always wished I had a crystal ball that allowed me to see like any sort of what if situation. What if I never joined offline, for example? What if I did this? What if I majored in this? Like, I would like to know how my life would have panned out. That's cool. Wouldn't you guys want to know? Like, what if?
Let me ask you this. Would you look at it but for the purpose of your ex relationship? Like, what if I stayed with this person? What if you never broke up?
What if you did that and it shows you a lot happier? What if I stayed with my ex and you guys are fucking both like super happy soulmates, blah blah, but in the present it can no longer be? Maybe it's good that no one has this sort of crystal ball.
Yeah, like I don't know if I would want to look into it.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't think I would want to look into it either.
What about you, Scar? Would you look into the crystal ball of what ifs and regrets?
You know, they say ignorance is bliss. I think if I looked in, I could be okay regardless if I see it. Like, if I look in and it's like, yeah, you know, if you did this other thing, you would have found the girl of your dreams and being a multi-billionaire. I look at that and be fucking sad and then get over it.
But you don't think every day you wake up and be like, fuck, this could have happened. Every day you wake up.
Dude, I get over this shit so quick. It's one of my greatest strengths and my greatest weaknesses. I get over shit like this, dude. If you wrong me in like the worst possible way, I'll be over it in like a
week. Hey, Scar, let's talk about your Twitch contract real quick.
You know, I'm already over it.
Are you sure?
I was over in a week. Yeah, I'm in a week.
I mean, I'll put it like this. You know, if you want to renegotiate your contract, the best time to do it is now because, you know, not that I promote capitalizing off a pandemic, but if you look at viewership for streams, everything's up like 200, like viewership has almost tripled. Like Scars has like increased by 1.5 times since the start. And it's like, you know, it's terrible.
Like if feds is increased by like 1500 times.
Yeah. Like it's insane. I mean, I hope this quarantine's over soon, but hey, I'm doing okay while it's going on.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of Fed, you recently were on a Twitch dating show, a la The Bachelor style. Let's have Fed set it up. Like, what's this Bachelor show?
Well, okay, so it's a Rochler, and basically it's sort of The Bachelor, except basically there are 10, 11 girls, and before the show they choose love or host, okay? And it's kind of my job. Each round I have to eliminate one girl, okay? And I'm out here looking for love, but I'm also out here looking for people who chose host. It's kind of like Mafia, you know? I want to eliminate people that chose host because I want to find love. And the show was really good. I had a really good time. Very, very entertaining if you haven't seen it. You know, the last round was kind of crazy. I chose the girl that I thought was the most like fun content wise. I wasn't out here looking for love, if I'm being completely honest with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. And I picked her, and she chose host, which I half expected that. And then she picked host, so she won the show. She won the show already. Like, she was done. She could have just walked away with her bag, you know, her 72,000 viewer host, the biggest Raj show ever, just saying. And she called me ugly and unattractive. And like, I didn't fucking give a frat's ass, dude. My whole chat calls me roadkill every fucking day. Like, I don't give a shit. Okay. But she said that, and I was like, hey, it's okay. And then the whole chat like exploded, like, what the fuck, that fucking bitch, man. And then like, my Mo came in, Pokey came in, like Miz came in, like Slicker came in, like, what the fuck. Like, it started this huge like thing. Yeah, she got a lot of like flack for it. Like, she lost like basically like 95% of the hosts, and like most of the viewers came to me and Jade, who was second, which was kind of crazy. I lost. I was like, wow, okay, I'm gonna pity party. But no, it felt like I won. And yeah.
Dude, I think Fed's out here getting W's on the daily. I swear to God, man, it's actually insane.
Yeah, I don't actually know.
Like, this is it. I go in the morning or in the afternoon, I'll go and, like, see Lily and Michael. We'll talk. We'll chill about our day. And I'll see you. And you're coming downstairs with these headphones. And you're like, it looks like you're on the grind. Every time I talk to you, like, yeah, dude, I'm about to do the Raj Slur. About to do this. By the way, you know, I just broke 20,000 subs. Ah, no big deal, dude. This is just a Tuesday for me.
No. I'm still kind of, like, not used to it, but it's I'm trying to take advantage of it. Yeah
that girl got roasted. Lily, what was your reaction when you found out this girl called Fed ugly in front of 70,000 people for real, no reason?
My initial reaction was like, nah, there's no way.
Yeah,
I just didn't believe it, I guess, because I was like, I remember that entire day I was playing Minecraft with mm-hmm. Michael. We were having like a chill time, you know, farming like wood and like making a house, picking flowers. It was really cute. At the very end, I'm like, all right, let's check Reddit for, oh my God, what happened? And then my chat's like, oh my God, someone called Fed ugly, blah, 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 blah.
I didn't know it was even a big deal, you know? Yeah, they're like, someone called Fed ugly. I'm like, that's his chat, dude.
Yeah, I think it was just like circumstances, like it wasn't appropriate necessarily to say.
Yeah.
Granted, she called peep girls like bitches and like whatever during the show. Like, yeah, I think that's fine. But
I thought she was playing it up, I guess. I thought
yeah.
That was her persona, like
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's doing. I think that's what she was trying to do. But then she just went for like the lowest hanging fruit, the edgiest thing, like after the fact that, you know, she won the Bachelor, right?
Mm-hmm.
By saying, oh yeah, you're ugly. And it's like, it's yeah, so uncalled for.
I go for the physical appearance. There's so many other things you can roast Fed about that will like hurt him way more.
Yeah, she said it once, and then she said it like 5 minutes later, and then she said it on her stream as well. And then
it's really weird.
After the kind of thing like blew up in her face, I haven't told anyone this yet, but we had a private call with her and Raj to just like clear the air. And she said that like she thought anything was fair game, you know, because on the show oftentimes is like, you know, these kind of arguments or like banter happens, you know, like she calls other girls bitches all the time. She calls other girls ugly all the time, you know? And so she thought this was no different. But she doesn't, and she told me like, I don't think you're actually ugly. I just thought it was just like a funny thing to do in the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I see, but like, yeah.
And, I mean, she doubled down on Twitter a few days later and replied to like each of the people who are defending you, like even me. She's like, she went for the most easy insult, obviously.
Wait,
shut up, Facebook Andy.
Okay.
And then like she like flamed Leslie, flamed Jade.
Really?
Like she privated her account because people were flaming her. It's like,
fuck?
So she tried to double down on the persona, and then she realized, oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't. And then she privated her accounts. Like, God, people are stupid when it comes to crafting a personal brand.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see them get that much hate from it, though. But people can be a little overzealous when it comes to witch hunting.
Yeah, death threats are just stupid.
Like, yeah, yeah. What is
that? People on the internet.
Dude, everyone who's a feds chat is like, dude, I'm one of the feds bros, dude. They hurt my bro, dude. I got his back. Yeah. They come into my stream, they're like, yo, you and Toast, you hear what the fuck he said about your friend, bro? Dude, feds out here getting attacked. Yeah, fuck this bitch up. And I'm just like, what's going on, man?
Well, every day after, I just go into feds room. Hey, feds, you feeling ugly?
Yeah. Fed, you're not ugly.
You're not ugly, okay?
Yeah, literally that day, like all my girlfriends just like messaged me. You're not ugly.
Really?
Yeah. Like Arya, Celine, Janet, fucking like the whole list.
You know, if anything comes out of this, it's we have some good friends.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
I don't know, friends.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this subscribes to my theory that honestly, when something bad happens to you, it's one of the best thing that can happen to you from a publicity perspective. Now, I'm not saying people should go out and fake anything or like create scenarios, but I think when it comes to like streaming, when bad shit happens to you, people feel closer to you because it's like you go through a very negative thing that people don't really talk about. But because you're a public figure, they get to see it happen. Like for me, it's like having my face revealed. Like I was planning to save that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And being blackmailed into like having to show my face earlier sucked at the very beginning, but it was literally one of the best decisions I made for my stream, right? Oversleeping a tournament.
Oh right? My God, that's so funny.
It sucks because it's like I feel like disappointing a lot of people by not being on time. Mm-hmm. But everyone was talking about it, and it was a meme, and it became more popular.
Didn't Blizzard send you a alarm clock?
Yeah, they sent me an alarm clock as a gag gift.
Fucking hilarious, man. So,
yeah, I mean, Fed recently has been going through some like pretty heavy stuff. And like when I talk to him about it, it's like, hey, man, sorry you're going through that shit. Mm-hmm. But can I suggest that you go live right now, dude, and make it for all it's got? Because this is it. This is how you get the viewers. You are in the right. You can get the sympathy votes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what like all the homies. Like I actually wasn't gonna go live after the show. I was just gonna like chill for a bit. But everyone was like, dude, you need to go live right fucking now. Take those viewers from her. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. But you know, I was never fazed by it. But I just thought it was funny. So she threw that lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, next topic. Which video game would you have the most luck in finding someone to date? Animal Crossing, League of Legends, ARAMS, Overwatch, Valorant?
It
depends. It depends, because Valorant, like, I have to primarily focus, unless I'm, like, really good at the game and can, like, simultaneously, like, be good and small talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Minecraft's a game where you can small talk and do whatever, whereas, like, Valorant, like, all right, I gotta listen to everything, okay. yo, hookah, you know, like, unless you're playing against bots, you know, unless you're, like, MMR's really low, but I'd say, like, a game with, like, low maintenance and then maximum content is like where I stand on the dating.
True.
What about you boys?
Dude, Arams. Oh, wait, Lily, you go first.
No, I was just like, boys.
Well, you're a bro.
Yeah, you're a bro. Go on, the boys.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Bro chew is what we call you in private.
Bro chew. So,
you got Lily, bro chew.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Yo, how big where you dick, find no the homo? Bitches, huh? What?
Really?
Really?
We're waiting.
No, don't get back to me. Maybe League, actually. Or like a game or anything that has a big fandom specifically. So not through the game maybe, but like if like you both meet through the art community of League of Legends, you know what I mean? Like the fandom.
Ooh, she's going for the art girls. Huh. Lily, that's smart.
Thank you.
Demographics wise, Animal Crossing would be like the best thing, right? Because I see mostly girls talking about that. And you know, you can exchange friend code and visit their island, if you know what I mean.
If you got a big turnip price, you got a lot of attention. Do you see the guy who was selling the codes? Like, he got a big turnip price. He was like, $10 to visit my island. I was just like, holy shit, this guy's an entrepreneur. He's capitalizing on the market. He made, I think he made like a couple hundred, like $100 or $200.
Jesus. But I think League of Legends ARAMs is the meme, like within the esports circle, when a guy and a girl plays League of Legends ARAMs together. You know, there's something there. There's a spark brewing.
It's true. Because
Skara has been through that exact situation.
My God.
Let's go ahead and
share. I've told this story before, right? I actually don't even know.
I don't think so. Maybe in private.
So. But you know, just recap.
So this is a long time ago. Back when I was pro player, it's like 8 years ago. Like I was dating someone and I, of course, we're dating. I want to hang out with her, play games with her. So she asked to play ARAM. I was like, yeah, sure. At the time, I did not play a normal game. If you're looking at my match history, I had not zero normal games played on both my accounts for two years straight. Okay? Actually, full zero games played. And then I go into ARAM. And it's with a lot of people in the community, like esports communities, like a couple girls, a couple guys, whatever. Afterwards, one of the girls DMs me and was just like, are you two dating? And I was like, what the fuck? No. It was they DM'd my girlfriend at the time. And she told me, and she's like, and she asked him, why would you say that? It's like, because Skara never comes to these.
I was just like, real special.
And I was like, I got added so fucking fast. Literally the first A-Ring game I played in 2 years. Yeah, it was like, I was like, god damn, dude. But yeah, I think it's A-Ring. A funny fucking story.
Oh, did you come up with an answer?
No, I said. The question was,
what game would you have the most luck finding?
Anything with a big fandom.
Biggest pool. Demographic. Yeah. I think so. I do think there's a lot. Female League of Legends players because the game is just so big and they see a lot of their guy friends play it.
Let me just say, Riot is very good at catering sometimes to the female demographic. Sometimes, you know, all those skins, you know, all those fucking Lux skins, okay? Like, yeah, I have spent a lot of money on the skins. And did I want to? No. Did I do it? Yeah. Did I gift like five friends Elementalist Lux that were like $30 each? Yeah, I might have. It's like, it calls to me.
I feel like one female can feel like five or six dudes. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay, here's what I mean. Let's say you have one friend. Let's say, for example, Lily Pichu is a single League of Legends player. And there's in the friend group, and there's five other single dudes. I feel like one female player can get four or five other dudes to also play the game. Does that make sense?
So Lily can feel five other dudes.
Yes. See?
That's gonna be the title of this podcast.
Does that logic make sense? I think it's very specific, but.
I was also talking to a friend about like game development and stuff when it comes to attracting more players, right? Mm-hmm. And specifically wanted cute aesthetics for the characters because that will attract females, or I don't like saying female, you know, just girls in general, and those girls will attract guys, and that was their whole like MMO plan for them.
Wow, that's actually really smart. Yeah. You know, I think Lily is actually really special. She can get more than five guys. She can feel hundreds, probably thousands of men.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like in a traditional friend group.
I think she's huge right now. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she's fueling three men right here.
You think I'd be here without Lily Pichu? Guess again.
In every podcast from that one.
Yo, we're calling this the bro talk or the bro.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah. Bro one.
Get your dick like.
Wait.
What?
I'm trying to like wrote like your dicks.
Oh. All right. Next topic. If your future husband/wife could be the best at something, what would you choose?
Sucking. Am I right, boss? Hell
yeah. Let's fucking go, dude. Fuck that shit. That's something.
Yo, Lily, I thought you were one of the bros, man.
Yeah, sucking dick, am I right? Yeah. Go back. Yeah, I can't. I don't feel
good. Right. Best at something. I don't know. I feel like, look, my interest, you know, we talk about it a lot in bro talks, but I feel like what I want in a woman is constantly changing. Like in the past, I wanted a servant girl / slave / you know, submissive gimp.
Yeah.
But now I wonder what it's like to date someone who is so far above your league that you are like so thankful.
So you're the slave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I'm
what a simple girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To think, wow, this girl is too good for me.
I don't know. I think the best is like equal, right?
Yeah, that's what I want so bad, man. Fuck.
I think that's really hard though. Like, look at it this way. How do you find someone that's equal to Fed? All right, let me go to Just Chatting. Okay, as a streamer, find someone with 20,000 other subs as a Just Chatting streamer that's a female single. Oh, wait, there's no one. That's fucking crazy.
There are like plenty of successful women out there that just are not in the Twitch stream.
Yeah.
It's really hard because we're in this bubble. It's hard to meet people outside of it.
Well, we're in an actual bubble.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Okay. Yeah. Every time, like the esports scene, we've said it, it's very incest. It's one incest stew.
Incestuous, I understand.
I understand
that word. Yeah, that word. Yeah, like
that word is really.
That word.
Every time we hear someone is dating another person, it's always like, so that
person, like blah 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 blah.
Yeah, that who dated that? Who dated him? Who dated her? Who dated him? Who dated her? Who dated him?
Michael's kind of like not in the.
Yes, I like that about Michael.
Yeah, I like that about Michael.
That's a great choice, Lily Pichu.
Yeah. Until he starts streaming.
So what do you guys think about a girl or a guy that's like in like not in our circle but like on the like in another community, like let's say the FPS community, is that still considered in Twitch?
I think that's still Twitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole world like, out there okay with non-Twitch people. Yeah.
Okay.
We just don't want them. They're there.
Because there's a lot every of like time- sorry, go for it. No, I was going to say there's a lot of like, there's like the offline community, there's the LS community, there's like different like sub communities.
Yeah, yeah, different communities. Mm-hmm. I feel like, why are you fishing?
And I feel like, no, I mean, Scar, I'm always fishing, my friend.
Oh!
But I feel like off the offline community is like a congregation of like League community, some Hearthstone community.
Asians.
Okay. Yep.
Asians. Yeah. Like pretty much anyone Asian on the Twitch like community is somewhat related to offline TV, and we're at the center of it. It is the dream of any starting Asian streamer to one day get to know us.
I don't think you understand. On the daily, I get a DM from someone that says, "Can you please own me?" On the daily. You have no idea. What the fuck?
People.
Wait, let me see if I can find someone. I think there's someone just recently that was just like
how they
Yeah, they even did hashtags. There's it was like hashtag owned by offline, hashtag slave for Toast. I was just like, what the fuck is this, dude? Yeah, it's a lot of people. Everyone wants to be your slave, Toast. I'm telling you right now.
Fed, do you have an Asian fetish because you hang out with so much Asians?
Dude, you're so funny. I get asked this question every day. No, it's just like I interact with Asians so much. I don't know what it is, but like it feels comfortable to interact with them. Does that make sense? Like it's just
as an Asian, I'm offended that you see us as objects.
No. It's like
is this cultural appropriation?
No,
that we are being appropriated.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be
Mexican.
I'm just trying to be I'm objectifying. I'm just being honest. It's like when I grew up, I used to hang with a bunch of Mexicans, and it's like when you see other Mexicans, it's like, hey, yo, what's up, compadre? Hey. You know, like it's just like familiar.
You think you're one of us? Huh? Is that how you see it?
I thought I was, you know, one of the squad, you know what I'm saying? But
you are at this point, you're an honorary agent. I'm giving you the C word pass.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can say it whenever you want.
Yo,
I've given
wait, the Pokey has that pass too, right? Because everyone thinks she's Asian.
Dude, my mom still thinks she's Asian.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, all my friends think she's Asian. Or my like high school friends back in the day. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
House of Only Asians.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So... But the whole Mexican thing, like you know, like you see another Mexican, you're like, hey, you know, same thing. Right now, I feel that with Asians. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Sorry if this sounds weird, but it's just like.
So can you act out what happens when you see Lily on a day by day? Because you know you see so.
No, him with a bag of McDonald's. Are you doing anything? No. Okay, he'll come in, sit down, and just start eating while browsing Reddit, and just stays there for like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he's not like, hey, compadre.
Oh no, I don't like act differently. It's just like a gravitate, but I wouldn't say I have a fetish. Of any kind.
That was a long explanation for fetish. Yeah. Not fetish. Moving on.
Girl, did you ask the question? Well, would your future wife be the best at something? If it could be, if she could be the best at something.
Sorry. Yeah. I actually think it'd be really nice if she was the best video game player at a video game. I'd be very impressed.
Ooh, yeah, I'd be impressed too. Like that would feel, and like for me, that's what I look for as well, which is like value.
Like value. I don't think that's. I don't think she has to do that. I just think, look, like I mean, I know what it's like. I think I know what it's like to try to be the best at something, you know? And it's really fucking hard. So it was like, you know, I dated someone, they were the best female League of Legends player in the world. I'd be like, holy fuck. I'm so I'm just really lucky to be with this person, you know? Because like they can maintain that while maintaining a relationship. That's crazy.
Question was what would we want the most in a partner? Like
if they can be the best at something.
You know what, Fed? You can do whatever you want. What are you looking for in a partner?
Whatever you want.
Fuck. That they're, I don't fucking know, man. Like, it's such a hard question. I would want them to be good at what they do and independent and not necessarily need me, like, but like we can support each other. Like that's what I would want the most. That makes sense.
Mm. Yeah. You know, I actually wouldn't mind a more dependent relationship. I don't know though, honestly. I think I'm like Toast. It changes a lot.
I like the emotional dependency. I think that's okay. But I don't like the too much, like I want to babysit. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Did you answer the question?
I can't really think of anything.
Because Michael is already the perfect guy, right? Sean wrote a giant section about aliens.
I love Sean. It's so funny.
Who here is most likely an alien? If you can go to an alien world, would you go there? Aliens are superior to us in technology. What kind of invasion would they commit? What kind of invention do you think they would bring with them?
Oh, you know what? I like this topic. Which aliens. Of us would be the alien? Mm-hmm. I think Lily Pichu.
You think I'd be an alien?
Yes. Because, you know, I think, you know, you're a little quirky. I think you're too talented at a wide variety of things, you know? So if I had to, like, really be like, yeah, this bitch, she ain't normal. That's,
I mean, alien,
that's who I choose.
Thanks, Kara. Fuck.
Oh, and I think, wait. Okay, I like this. I want to do a twist. Aliens would take over the world. How would they do it silently? The best way to do it. Take over the entire world.
Mass reproduce like themselves as humans. Like, can aliens morph and look like humans?
Figure out, yeah, anything, yeah, you want
to
do.
So the aliens would slowly reproduce and they'd look like humans, and then over like 100, 200, 300 years, like everyone would majority be aliens or whatever, or it'd be split, whatever. And then that's how they take over. There's like a switch that turns them, activate their alien code, and then they.
So they have to choose 66. To be like, they have to choose like to be the most attractive person when they come down, though, right? They get like the most, you know?
Yeah.
How many of them do you think would look like you?
Oh.
Like all of them, right? Fed?
No.
Every single one?
Yeah, sure.
I'm throwing. Come on, Fed. I'm
confused on the question, man.
That's why he left.
Scar's saying they will all look like you because you're very attractive and you'll probably fuck the most and have the most kids.
Oh, well, I don't think I'm the most attractive person, but
it was a very convoluted compliment.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My brain did not process that correctly. But thank you, Scar.
What about you guys?
Well, they would just lay their alien eggs into all the products we consume because we are a capitalist and consumer society that have no independent thinking.
Okay.
So eggs in McDonald's, and it grows inside you like an alien baby. And Starbucks. McDonald's and Starbucks. Take over those two franchises, alien babies and everyone. All right, Lily, go.
I'm like rewatching Parasite recently.
Oh, yeah. Can you sum up like the general?
These little alien life forms come to Earth, take over humans' brains, meaning they eat them and take over their head. They can seem as if they're human, but they are not human, and they have like super strength and whatever that, but they can blend in really easily. They just have to eat humans. Yeah, that's the premise of it. Where was I going with this? Oh yeah, and I'm at this part, right, where they're running for, I don't know if it's spoilers, but you know what? It's an older anime.
Yeah, it's an older anime.
They're running for office, like they're politicians, and they're trying to like influence humanity that way, or not take over per se, but have a more of a position of power. I think that'd be really interesting. What if our president was an alien? Or like all our top ranking officials, police officers, they were all alien and we just didn't know that. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for coming to that talk.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's kinda like where I was going to. One day, like, if you've seen Star Wars, where like they execute Order 66 and then they all turn on the human, or they all turn on like each other.
I gotta do laundry. Look at this. I'm gonna do laundry, clean my room.
I'm on $35 to do that.
Well, I don't know if it still works, so I'm just gonna do it myself. The rest of the day is gonna be cleaning my room and like fucking, you know, doing laundry.
Whoa, not playing Valorant?
Maybe I'll do it later.
I made a promise to this one person that I would play Valorant with her. You might know her.
Oh my god. Maybe yeah. I'll play it later probably.
What's her name?
Oh, come on, Fed. You know, don't ask, don't tell.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's part of the bro code, right?
That's part of bro code.
League again, you know.
No one plays League anymore, Lily.
Lily, Voidboy just released a 9-minute video about how League of Legends sucks. He's in his fucking SpongeBob SquarePants pajamas, sitting at the bottom of his staircase. It looks like he's about to cry. And he's 9 minutes about how much solo queue sucks. Nine wow. minutes.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to play League, you know.
Oh, but you know what? I'm down. Yeah, I kind of want to do a gauntlet of all the Riot games. Because, like, I actually can play all of them at, like, an okay level. Maybe Valorant at, like, the lowest level. But an okay level. I can.
Every time I see that clip of you trying to heal someone, but you throw the Sage Icicle at them, I fucking die.
Everyone does that. It's not. I just get clipped. Okay. In the worst possible, it's like when I play on the every night, like it's just like a like every night is a clip where I'm just like, fuck, dude, fuck, I'm this clip is definitely hitting like fucking Twitter or live stream somewhere.
Oh, let me heal you. Boop.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, you know what? I have a last topic, and that is to ask, how is everyone's mental during this quarantine? Because like a lot of people out there, whether they're living with friends or family or by themselves, this quarantine is starting to wear heavily on people's mental in a way that people probably didn't expect. It's like, well I'm just gonna stay indoors for a month, and then it's 2 months, and then it's 3 months, and
I think I've seen a lot of my friends go through these slumps. I think there's definitely like a dip in mood in general from what I can see. And like from social media, from what I'm reading and everything. I personally like the lack of sun greatly. I'm enjoying like no sun. The only time I ever get sunlight, the only time sunlight touches my skin is if Michael accidentally leaves the blind open in the morning. Or I have to go out to get my packages or something like that.
Okay, now how would you feel about the quarantine Michael wasn't there?
Dude, it's like the worst. I think I'm with friends, thankfully. So, and I have my dog. It's not bad. I think because of my friends, it's bearable. I can't imagine if I were alone. I think I'd actually die from loneliness.
I think, yeah. I think having friends is cool too, but even like let's say like I wasn't streaming, like I feel like you guys would be doing your own thing. I feel like I'd have a lot of time just sitting here, like being like in my head. And then when I'm in my head a lot, I like have like not like sad thoughts, but like there's more time to think about or to fall into like a kind of depression, not the actual depression, but you guys know what I mean. Like if you like keep yourself busy and distracted, you won't fall into like that.
Yeah.
To like a bad train of thought. And I feel like that's how I'm dealing with them, like trying to like always be doing something to like keep me out of like that kind of zone.
I've noticed I've been cooking more. Like I haven't been post meeting at like at all. I just I've been buying, but if I do have to order food, obviously I'll use Postmates.
That's crazy.
And then please cut that entire like... section out. Please cut that entire section out.
Okay, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Purpose. It's really fun. So if any of you ever need like food, you know, let me know. I'll cook and stuff.
Scar, what about you? I mean, Scar, you know, how has it affected you as a, you're still with friends, but you are single. Not that.
Actually, like I had like a week or two where I was really fucking sad about it. Like actually, like really fucking lonely. It's gotten a lot better now. I think it's just like, I've tried to do the Fed thing where I just like lock myself away and just try to keep myself busy, you know? Like I'm grinding, like I play so much every day. Like Toast knows because I invite him that a little bit, but like I'm literally awake at like 11 or I'm fucking playing like Valorant or something or about to stream. I'll stream at like 1 or whatever. I'll stream like 9 hours plus a day. And when my stream's over, I'll play like till like past midnight just to keep myself busy, I think. It's been nice to reconnect with old friends for Valorant. I think Valorant, that's the best thing about that game, is like a lot of my old friends I couldn't play with are like it's just like a cool topic to talk to each other about and then like play games with. But yeah, it kind of sucks. Like it really, I think it really fucking sucks actually. I just looked at how many hours I streamed. You know, last year I streamed every day of the year. You remember?
Yes.
Yeah. How can we forget, dude?
I've streamed more in the last 2 months on average than every month I did last year. I streamed on average 30% more hours the last month, and I think the last month and a half than that, because I've been trying to keep myself busy. I'm like 230 hours this last 30 days. That's a lot of fucking hours.
One sec, guys. My mom is calling me. Hi, mom.
Yeah, I think it's one of those times where definitely if you don't make your keep yourself busy, you'll have those thoughts where it's like, they're bad. They're not good thoughts.
Your thoughts is dangerous.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree. So, you know, if you're maybe spending alone, you know, it's okay to reach out to friends. You know, they'll probably be very happy that you thought about them to reach out to. And just, you know, tell them what you're going through. Don't try and go through it by yourself, because that it's really difficult. You know, it's lonely. The quarantine, you're kind of cooped up and crazy. So reach out to someone if you're feeling that way. And, you know, just talk things out. Just have someone listen. And that's it for today's podcast. Thank you all for joining us on this lovely day. Big thank you to Postmates for sponsoring and being our first sponsor. We will make you proud by having all these people order a crap ton of food using code OFFLINETV100.
Thank you, guys.
And thanks to everyone for watching. Please do remember to like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see you guys all next week. Farewell.
Goodbye.
Bye.